It's not too late for a New Year's resolution to make yourself more wealthy. WTOP contributor Barry Glassman of Glassman Wealth is live with us to explain that.
Barry, how you doing?
Good. Nice to see you.
It's good to see you. It's always nice to talk about becoming wealthy because we're
a little
not.
Wealthier.
Where can we start if we want to improve our personal finances?
Well, it's New Year's resolution time, isn't it? And when we're talking about fitness, we get reminders every day as we're putting on our clothing or looking at ourselves and so forth. We also have reminders when we want to do things around our house. We see them every day, but we don't see our finances every day. So for you folks, you get me. I get to remind you of this.
You're the personal trainer. You're the coach. What do you recommend for the rest of January?
Okay, so in January, what I'd like for people to do is hire themselves. I'd love for, we work so hard for our employers or for our clients and so forth. I'd love for people to take a half day or so and hire themselves. And in the article that's on the living section of WTOP, we pointed out things that people can do every month in little bits and pieces to improve their financial situations. So for January, for the people who are working, I'd like for people to start in setting savings goals. Now, savings goals doesn't mean becoming wealthy and saving thousands and thousands every month. It can. It means just starting. You're not going to lose 30 pounds all at once. You're going to do it 1 pound at a time. You're not going to pay off debt or build up a safety net account or saving your 401k all at once. It's going to take time. Start that process now.
Is it a good idea to siphon some of that money off of your paycheck right away to put it into a 401k or bank account?
Look, it's easy today. Technology allows us to set it and forget it. I recommend doing that. Now, for retirees, let's talk about what they can do in January. So two things have definitely happened in the past 6 years. Number one, we've seen six straight years of stock market gains. So in your portfolios, retirees, stocks are probably, if you haven't rebalanced, at their all-time highs. The other thing that's happened, and I guarantee this, you've gotten 6 years older. So during that time, you've gotten older and you may in fact have too much in stocks, right? What potentially could be a more volatile time in the stock market. We don't know that for sure, but let's go ahead and do some risk assessments. Talk to your advisor, or if you're with T. Rowe Price, Vanguard, Fidelity, Schwab, whoever it may be, go online or talk to your advisor about how much risk you actually have in your portfolio. Now's the time.
This could be a 5-minute conversation, a 5-hour conversation. One thought about taxes as we roll into February?
Yeah, now's not the time for 2014 taxes. It's done. Now you got to collect all your stuff and get it all ready. Now's this time to start planning 2015 taxes. Learn about what you can do to save taxes so that next April, you're thrilled you heard this guy Glassman on WTOP.
All righty. WTOP contributor Barry Glassman of Glassman Wealth. You can read more at WTOP.com. As always, Barry, thanks.